Typically in the mornings, Nikki Falco shuttles her kids to daycare before she heads to work. But now a babysitter is coming to her home, and that means one thing.
Bobby, if you're done, clean up. Because I don't want there to be a mess when Brianna...
Falco is a single mother to two young children, a four-year-old and an infant who recently turned one. And finding care for her kids has been difficult, especially for her younger daughter.
She was 3 months old. I waitlisted her with all of the child cares that took child care assistance and infants. And Masha's is the only one I'd heard back from.
By Masha's, she's referring to Mrs. M's Cozy Bears Daycare. Mrs. M's was a licensed daycare that accepted child care assistance, a supplement for low-income families, but it closed this summer. Head Start, which her son attends, only runs during the school year. She was able to rely on her sister-in-law, but she moved out of town. Now she's making do with a babysitter.
I prefer to put her in daycare during the day because then she gets socialization that she doesn't otherwise get at all. But at this point, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take what I can get.
But now her babysitter is leaving at the end of the summer. Falco says she's been searching for another on Facebook.
It's really hard for one person to make enough money to support a household and still get to be around for their kids, and you kind of need reliable people that you know are going to help your children feel safe and grow.
When it comes to licensed daycare services, the Kenai Peninsula Borough as a whole is doing better than a majority of the state, according to the McDowell Group. But the Homer area only accounts for about a sixth of those operations. From Ninilchik to Homer and Fritz Creek, there are roughly 100 spots parents are competing for. Red Aslan Martin is an outreach specialist for Sprout Family Services. She says the lack of childcare near Homer is a regular discussion at every playgroup she facilitates.
They're constantly calling around or just kind of in that holding pattern of, what did we do? Is it worth, you know, finding a childcare or trying to make two different childcares work or a babysitter and a childcare work so I can go back to work?
She explains that spots for infants are particularly hard to find because few daycares are able to care for them. With an overall shortage of licensed care, that also poses problems for low-income families who receive child care assistance from the state but can't use those state dollars on babysitters and other unlicensed care.
When a licensed child care business closes, we are limiting the opportunities for some of our most financially struggling families and those children that might need the most support.
According to Thread, a statewide early education nonprofit, there are a variety of reasons daycare operations are not expanding to meet demand, from profitability to finding workspace and employee turnover. Those are some of the reasons why operations like Nikki's daycare in Homer are also considering downsizing. Nikki Malkamukov runs the daycare, and she says all 12 of her spots are almost always full. But her lone staff member is leaving at the end of the summer.
But that's the biggest factor, is finding a full-time replacement that is going to be A, dependable and come on time, and you know B, is obviously good with children and works with children well and is patient and caring. And so just finding somebody that fits that criteria can be kind of challenging.
If Malkamukov does downsize, Homer would only be losing another 4 spots for childcare. But for parents like Falco, those are 4 lost chances to find daycare for her daughter. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.